June 26th, 2022. The Feast of the United Hearts, 3 p.m. service. I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. The Father says, "Do not lend credence to any form of opposition against the collapse of Roe v. Wade. Stop and remember, the only one who would be against saving life is Satan himself, and therefore the instigator of any opposition. Remain in unity in the new image of your nation, one nation under God and in union with the truth. I cannot teach you to trust. You must learn it by experiencing my provision over you in the past. My provision and my protection are very often one. Now you are receiving my protection of life in the womb. It is I who provided the way for hearts to realize the truth of this. The truth came through research and errors. The truth came from miscarriages, research, many events that seemed unfortunate, but were used for good. This generation is experiencing the fruits of research, debates, and scientific revelation. All of these changed the political opinions of those in high places. This Supreme Court ruling is the culmination of years of scattered revelations now molded together in my truth and in my provision. I try to do the same in every life. I try to mold together events which will lead the soul down the path of salvation. Everything I give to accomplish this is my provision, which leads the soul to the truth and in the truth. Your nation is not united under this president, as he does not work for the good of all the people. An example of this is the closing of the Alaskan pipeline, which has affected fuel prices. He is following a hidden agenda mapped out by others. It is an agenda in accord with the One World Order. I am not happy with him that he said the overturn of Roe v. Wade was a mistake. According to those behind him, there is a fear of an awakening of consciences. Dear children, today I ask of you prayers for each state of the Union, for grave responsibility rests on each state as to how they will stand on the sin of abortion. This is not a time to rest and not pray. It is a time to pick up your rosaries as prayer warriors and to help me overcome the sin of abortion. Now, today, I am pleased with the crowd, and I'm blessing each one of you with my triple blessing.